From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. This is 309th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from some anecdotes related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. On the basis of an account, it's related that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was in a community in which his elder brother Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was also present over there. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was present over there, and he noticed that Muawiyah was going to the extreme in abusing Imam Ali alayhi salam. The whole incident took place just after the peace treaty signed by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan and Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Here in this context, it must be indicated that it was first of all Muawiyah who asked Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam for a peace treaty, and since the companions of Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam were not alert enough to recognize who was right and who was wrong in order to safeguard Islam and the Islamic religion, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam signed that peace treaty. The incident with which we are concerned right now took place after the peace treaty with Muawiyah. Anyway, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam couldn't tolerate Muawiyah's abusing Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to rise up and to answer Muawiyah's abuse. However, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam prevented Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from doing so, and since the Imam of that period was Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam obeyed the command and order of Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and never said anything. Instead, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam stood up and answered Muawiyah's abusing his father Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam reminded Muawiyah that by origin and because of lineage, he, that is Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, was much superior by far than Muawiyah, such that Imam Ali alayhi salam was Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam's father, while Muawiyah's father was Abu Sufyan, who was well known over there by the name Sakhr. Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam's mother was Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, while Muawiyah's mother was Hind. Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam's grandfather was the Prophet Muhammad, while Muawiyah's grandfather was Harb. And then Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam mentioned his own family merits, and also he pointed out the lineage of Muawiyah. At that time, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam concluded that the one who is the best by lineage and because of his ancestor must be regarded as to be superior than the other one. And certainly, in this context, it was Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam who were superior by far than Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Now, on the basis of this account, we understand that it's a duty, and certainly a religious duty, to answer the slanders of a liar, and especially when those lies pertain to such a well-known dignitary like Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another one is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was really appreciative of the right of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam as the living Imam, living immaculate or infallible Imam. And Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam obeyed the order of his elder brother Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. And from the treatment of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, we understand that if anyone wants to answer any accusation or slanders or abusing, the answers should be as logical and argumentative and convincing as possible. This is one case, and another one is that then it happened to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that while he was in the prophetic mosque, he noticed that there was a person who belonged to the Umayyads, and such a person who belonged to Umayyads raised his voice so that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam could easily hear what the man was talking or uttering. And in it, that man who belonged to the Umayyads for three times mentioned that there was no distinction, no difference between the Hashemites, the Bani Hashem, the close relatives of the Prophet Muhammad, and especially the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad and those of the Umayyads. He mentioned it three times, and then after that, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam went to that person and said and mentioned that for the first time, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was tolerant. For the second time, he forgave him. However, since that person repeated himself for the third time, it was Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's duty to answer that man's slandering others. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect the Umayyads like very tiny drops of sand, in that way. So that they will undergo much pressure when those people who were resurrected want to move from one place to another place on the judgment day. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that after everybody's account was checked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, then it becomes the turn for the Umayyads, whose acts and jobs must be calculated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope to have taken very important lessons from these anecdotes related to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn. يوم البروز اللهم ارزقني اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم البروز.